You're now listening to Sleep Time is Over.
Sleep Time is Over, baby.
Welcome back, jabronis, to fitness, the other F word. I am Summer Lee, a.k.a. Faith Lehane. And I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Angel.
Wait a minute. Wait, is that from Buffy?
Yes, or more.
Okay.
Or more specifically, you could say Angel. The Angel. Yes.
Okay, so Faith was the one, the brunette.
Yes, she was the bad girl.
Was that Eliza Dushku?
Yes, very good.
Holy crap, are we on fire this morning?
And it is the morning.
As we record the morning in Havana. Wow, I forgot that you're like a big Buffy fan.
I am. It's that's the right. best that, show ever. Even that, though Joss Whedon is now problematic, but that's okay. That's okay.
Don't still, we all have problems?
Yeah, it's still one of the greatest shows ever.
Right. It's strange because I will agree with you on that. But I can't watch reruns of that anymore.
Why?
I don't know why.
Oh.
I really don't know why. Like, if it was on, I can't.
Mm.
It's like a one run and I cannot rewatch them kind of thing.
Okay.
I like the show. I like all of them. Sarah Michelle Gellar. I seen her. I met her in person.
You did?
Fun fact.
Wait. All right, hold up.
As we
share this story because I was obsessed fitness. With this show. Yeah, fitness, the other F1.
All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone. It's the Buffy Show. I was DJing. This is 2001, 2002.
Okay, this is at the height of her popularity. Like she was just on SNL.
Yeah, that's a fan to know that. And this was at John Dominus, restaurant John Dominus, now known as 53 by the Sea.
Yes, that's right.
And I DJed there Friday night. And she was there. She was there wearing a cowboy hat.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was weird fashion in the early 2000s. Women
like that stuff, apparently. Yeah. And she was there, and she was with another gal, and said hello.
Sarah I'm so Michelle jealous. Killer.
She was there. No Freddie Prinze Jr.
Really?
She was there with another gal, and they were cruising, is what they call it.
Cruising, what the kids call cruising.
I don't know if any cocaine was involved, but I don't know what entourage was involved, but she was there, and there was no Freddie Prinze Jr. to be had.
Wow.
She was just wandering around.
Yeah.
That was it.
Young 20s me right. would have been freaking out.
You were probably at school. At
this I point. Was. I mean.
You were studying for something that you were thinking about studying later.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how advanced in your studying you get. So that was 2000... Early 2000s, Buffy.
Wow.
Vampire Slayer.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the show? Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. That's
all right, good night. Good morning. What are we? Okay. What's going on here?
Yes,
what are we doing?
As Aaron mentioned, we are still in the Havana Cabana. Ola.
We're not leaving.
It's really nice here. But anyway, before we begin, as always, we're not doctors. We're not medical doctors. This isn't medical advice. But as we mentioned in the last episode, Thanksgiving is around the corner. Actually, maybe before we begin with the show, why don't we talk about the Teletron?
That is correct. As we release these shows on Friday, hopefully, Saturday, November 21st, is the third annual Teletron. It's the Thanksgiving Teletron, a.k.a. it's a telethon for you old people. That's all it really is. It's just an updating of the word, all right? So please don't ask me. What a Teletron is. It's a telethon.
Just calm down.
So, yeah. And it's a fundraiser. We're going to raise money for turkeys for families. We're trying to feed as many families as possible. And a lot of people have been donating turkeys already through my Kite Card has a program where if you get enough points, they give you a free turkey every year.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know about
donating.
That.
I didn't know about this.
Well, it's great.
Shout out to us not being Foodland fans. I don't know. Fun fact, they used to work there. But you would think I know this. I got two fun facts for you right off the bat.
So learning so much.
They have points that you can accumulate. You can get a turkey. Shout out to everybody that's donated a turkey thus far. So I'm up to my my turkey and turkeys.
I know. I was asking Aaron, like, where are you putting these giant turkeys?
Yeah, I'll tell you where you can put it. So shout out to all of them. Just bring them in. I'll figure out where to put them.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes somewhere. And also on top of that, right, and then Saturday, the link is already up to donate already, but you can donate Saturday night. We're going to have the big telethon, 5 hours. Every 15 minutes, a different guest. You can donate during it, and that's to buy more turkeys, the cooked turkeys, that we'll be distributing on Thanksgiving Day, this next week, Thursday. So that's what the telethon is for.
Straightforward, simple, actionable. So if you folks do have some money or any amount will help. We really appreciate it.
Whatever you can.
It.
That's yeah. all we're trying to do. Not looking for any type of goal, but just donate what you can to just get turkeys and as many families to be fed as yeah. possible. Summer will be there doing, what are you going to be doing?
Okay. So in the vein of this show being fitness and my skill set is highly limited to finance and fitness, I figured nobody wants to tune in and see me talk about balance sheets and how to maximize your 401k in the 15 minutes I'm here. So what I'm going to be doing is during my segment, which is at 6, for my 6-ish, yeah. So while I'm on air with Aaron, for every $20 that's donated, I will do 5 reps of a sumo deadlift at 135 pounds.
A sumo deadlift. What is a sumo deadlift? Sorry.
The sumo deadlift is basically, it's just like the regular or conventional deadlift, but your legs are spread apart like a sumo athlete.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I just like you saying
Japanese.
Your legs are spread apart. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So
if that doesn't get you to tune in, everyone. Summer, spread it out for 6-ish, 6 p.m. ish.
I will do anything for turkeys. Okay. That's all I'm saying. 5 reps, 135 pounds.
Okay.
For $20.
Okay. So each time a person in that block of time.
Yes.
Donates $20.
That's correct.
You will do 5 reps.
Which okay. is. Relatively speaking, for my body size, if I could compliment myself, is not necessarily an easy thing to do because it's basically my body weight. So,
that's right. So this could be something might happen. Some you know,
I might really need a medical doctor.
Right, so might pull something, pull a groin.
It's happened.
if that once again doesn't get you to tune in, Summer rips something apart. As she's in a robe. Oh, gosh.
OnlyFans right. coming soon. But anyway, yes.
There you have it. So, yep, fun in right off the bat because it's from 6 p.m. all the way through. We're going to have all various guests.
Yeah.
Guy Hoggy will be there. He's going to tell us about the weather live. We're going to have probably.
Yeah.
We'll have, who else we got? Olena Hugh is going to be there. Malika Dudley is going to be there. We got Tamua, everyone's favorite local comic. One of the few that are actually good.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. where was I? The Lord Flores is going to intro the show, of course, as always. We got performances galore. Shout out to Qualify, who he was the man who came up with the idea and got the ball rolling. But then a lot of people will be joining throughout. The mayor of Honolulu will be there.
The dang mayor.
The mayor, Rick Blangiardi, will be on the show as well. I'm not going to tell you guys what time someone's going to be on. So then you don't know. You just never know. So that's also what I'm trying not to do too. Is I'm not going to tell people when certain person's on. You just you just don't have to tune in.
Well, that's the beauty of it too, right? I mean, because it's every 15 minutes, it's a truly a variety show, and you'll never get bored. You're always going to have, and you're obviously everybody's going to be super interesting guests because either they're talented musicians or they're just interesting people or people in the community. So
just quick fire things, you
know. Yeah.
There may be wardrobe changes. I might sing.
Hey.
I might have a cigarette dangling from my lip. I don't know what might happen. I mean, I
always wanted to do that. Yeah.
Shout out Jerry Lewis.
With the glass of scotch or something.
Scotch, right. Lozenges in my mouth, cigarette hanging. I so want to do this like in front of people like a live show, but shit.
One day we'll get there. I mean, you know, one day.
And then have people line up on phones on the side.
Yeah,
the telephone just doing it. And they're looking really concerned. But who knows if there's they don't even have to be anybody on the other side of the line.
No, I want to just be there in like a fancy outfit and be just
exactly
doing this.
That's all you need to do. Exactly.
Pointing, you know, I don't know who I'm pointing at, but you know,
everybody needs to be pointing. We have a big board with a big number, and then some kind of a big band in the background that dun 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 dun.
With a band leader who like is your hype man. He's like, Aaron. You tell him.
We need an Ed McMahon. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the first 9 minutes of fitness show.
Yay. Okay.
Are we done? No. Okay.
Yeah. So, tune in this Saturday, 21st, 6 p.m. starting up.
IG Live, yes.
IG Live. So, like we mentioned last week, which was our freeform show, holidays are right around the corner. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. So what I wanted to talk today about is the whole concept of like cheat days or overeating. Because while, like we said last week, the frequency or the quantity of food you'll be eating during the holidays might not be that much because we're not going to parties, we're not going to dinners. There might still be times like Thanksgiving when you will have a day of, let's say, overeating. I want to avoid the word binge. And maybe that's my disclaimer too. Like if you do have any kind of like eating disorder or something, maybe this is not the show to watch, because what we talk about is, I don't want people to think we're condoning quote unquote binge eating, but we're saying for those who are, you know, who don't have an eating disorder, that sometimes this happens. Sometimes you overeat. Sometimes you whether you purposely do in a one meal situation or a one day situation. I wanted to talk today about, first of all, what's your thoughts on it? And I wanted to say, like, let's give the folks some ideas about what to do. Like, if you know you're going to have this big meal or this big day of eating, how to prepare for it. Maybe you didn't realize you're going to eat as much as you were going to eat, and you did end up eating a lot. So what do you do after?
Okay.
Kind of like that kind of a thing. So again, this is just like, it's not saying overeating in general. This is saying like for this one day or this one meal, you ate a lot. So now you're like, ugh, that kind of a situation.
Okay. So the meal has happened already.
Well, that's my first question to you. So like, I think that's the first question, because there's a, I just actually saw a bunch of fitness people on Instagram talking about this, where they said, some people said they don't like to plan for their quote unquote cheat days or their overeating days, or to anticipate it. They just, if it happens, it happens. So like, what are your thoughts on it? Like just generally, maybe.
Okay.
As a fitness professional.
Okay. You can look at it several ways. If you're going to be following what these guys, the fitness people are saying, where they don't have a planned cheat day or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That comes down to how much of an awareness do you have with your eating?
Yeah.
That's not easy.
It's not, yeah.
You really got to be locked in on your awareness through the week.
Yes.
To be able to not care what day it is.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, people are already doing cheat days every day.
Yeah.
It's when you do your clean day is going to be the one you got to think about.
Right.
So you got to reverse it. So the fitness people know what to do already because they've reversed it. So they eat clean, and they know what they're doing every single day. They track every single meal that they're like, whatever, something came up. Okay, there's a junk food there, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Because they know that they're cool.
Right. They have that wiggle room.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's easy for them to say that, but it's not easy to do.
Okay.
You know, so if you look at that, the pre-planning, everyone should be pre-planning what they're doing. Everyone needs to be figuring out a cheat day.
Yeah,
you
so
gotta.
Let's say this comes out on Friday. So now we got 2 weeks till Thanksgiving. And you know, like for myself personally, I know I'm going to be overeating. I have a father that loves to eat. And I'm basically, because it's Corona holidays, I'm only going to be spending it with my parents. So it's a very small event. But still, I'm going to be eating a lot. So what do you tell somebody who's like, Aaron, I know I'm going to be eating. So like, how do I approach this for the next 2 weeks?
For the actual day? Or how to get ready for it?
Yeah. Or do you even tell them anything? You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't even tell them anything, because it's you got several factors again. One, is it a big party or not? How much are you really eating in the span of a party of three people?
Yeah.
You got three people eating. How much food are you possibly making for the
three
of
you guys? Well,
you
haven't seen my family. No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, you're right.
I mean, quite frankly, okay?
Yeah.
You guys.
It's not like going to be a five-hour affair.
You guys are Asian. Yeah,
you're like grazing and talking and grazing.
There's no there's no 5-hour grazing.
Yeah, it's kind of hit it or quit it.
It's illegal. Yeah. Exactly. I like that. You're not going to be having this. If you guys have this big spread, it's three of you guys. I applaud it. I don't know why.
Go big or go home.
I mean,
that's the leeway.
That'd be amazing to see. Okay, so let's look at that first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's just you and your dad, for example, how much food are you guys going to put out there between the two of you? Is it really going to be a big spread? You can just get the IG story, just get the camera, you're just going panning like this.
I am going to show it because he did go kind of nuts. I'm just saying.
Why? Okay.
Well, it could be a thing of where people might be overcompensating too for the fact that they know that it's going to be this very subdued affair, and maybe they're kind of saying, "Well, let's zhuzh it up with the food," you know. I don't know.
If you guys out there are going to be doing that, all right, live your best life, all right. There's no really combating that. So if you're going to go and have like 10 different dishes for between two people or under five, well, live your best life.
I mean, like, honestly, like in my case, it is my dad and me eating the equivalent of five guys, and my mom's just kind of tagging along and eating a little, a
and
tiny
she's smiling.
Little
right.
amount. And like, yeah.
And she's like, oh, you too.
Yeah. And like, no,
I too. Oh, jeepers. I don't. It comes down, okay, now it gets more specific, because now it comes down to the family. It comes down to who's actually meeting, who's gathering.
Yeah.
The party itself. Are you going to a party or not? This complicates everything now.
Yeah,
this year
it
complicates
does.
Everything. I know I screwed up last episode. I'm going to screw this one up again, probably, because Thanksgiving is different now.
Yeah.
It really is different. Okay, personally, I'll talk about myself here.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not doing anything for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm lucky I go get L&L. All right? I'm kidding. But actually, I'm going to be delivering the turkeys that day. But
yeah,
I digress.
That's right. That's right. You'll be busy.
Regardless, I'm not having a meal. We're not cooking a turkey. Nothing.
Okay.
I am kind of curious of wanting to do a prime rib, because I'm not a fan of turkey. All right?
Prime rib.
But there's that situation. But then that's it. I'm not getting like 10 different sides. You're getting the cranberry, which I never understood the cranberry with the turkey. Good, you know why? You know why you guys get the cranberry? Because the turkey's dry. And when the turkey's dry, you guys don't know how to cook it. So watch when you cook the turkey.
Yeah.
All two of you, party of two, in the oven. All right, it's gonna come out dry. Then you got the guys that deep fried. Yeah, it's so great, deep fried, bro. And then you do that, and then you go put your stuffing, which people only eat stuffing once a year.
Yeah.
It's only eat that stovetop. Stovetop makes some money in November, and that's it.
Yeah. But it's a seasonal thing.
But are two people buying stovetop? It's a box of stovetop.
Yeah.
You're using the whole box, I think. Do you use the whole box for stovetop?
I have the cooking skills of a 20-year-old dude, so I don't know.
So if you're not using stovetop, you got mashed potatoes. You got pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, another thing people only eat during November.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes is ongoing. But then, okay, so you have all these things. Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Okay, you got all this different shit. Do you need all of this different shit if it's only two people?
Yeah.
Three people. You with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You with
whatever.
Your cat. You need all of this? That's the thing to really kind of discuss, first of all. How
That's
much
true.
Food do you really need Thanksgiving? Are you going to get a bunch of food just because? Just to pretend? And then just have it all laid out so you can IG story it? And then don't eat it? Is it just to make a facade? Or are you really eating it? And
yeah.
What are you really eating? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's
true.
A different... I'm telling you guys.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. Because right now, if this was last year,
right,
I usually would have Thanksgiving at my house.
Okay.
And automatically, I have it locked in of what needs to be done, because there's going to be a certain amount of people I know locking in, coming in.
Yes.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah.
I don't give a rip now.
Right, right.
So on that Thanksgiving day, I'm really not going to be eating anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's like for everyone out there. I don't know. Everyone's got their different situation. But that's what it comes down to. What are you planning to do for this quote-unquote big meal that's going to lead you to overeat, that's going to lead you to not eat at all? That's kind of the thought process. First of all, what are you really going to be doing that day, if anything?
Right, right.
And then that's why the holidays are different, where people may not be gaining weight during the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different situation because the parties aren't there. The business parties aren't
the
there.
The gifts and the snacks and
gatherings.
The dropping off of the goodies and
There's,
all of that.
It's all changed. There's no company parties anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's canceled. So what do?
But I think that's a really good point, because I wonder if there's a lot of people who didn't even think about that. Like, they're still in Thanksgiving mode, even though they might only have three people or up
well,
to
exactly.
the five people. And they're like thinking, okay, I got to get this. I got to get this. I got to get this. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute.
You don't need it.
Do I even want to do this?
You don't need it.
No. Right.
No.
So that's a interesting point too, is maybe to think about those types of things too. You do kind of get into this rut because you've been doing it your whole life, right? Every year we do this. Every year I do this whole steps for Thanksgiving.
Times have changed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope other shows are doing this as well, but in the past, I'm sure there's been a lot of fitness shows that have tackled this topic of holiday eating, obviously.
Yes.
I'm sure. Millions of them.
Yeah.
I hope now everyone pivots to this year and realizes all of that from the past is gone.
Yeah.
This is a new era. It's not dedicating what you're going to eat for Christmas and making sure that you're okay, making sure that you don't overeat and whatnot, because if not, you're going to go right in that ambulance. And you're going to go straight to Kapi'olani, or you're going to go to Queens. Queens is to my right. If you overeat, for one.
Right.
You have these pre-made, we didn't even discuss this, the pre-made turkey meals.
Yeah.
Every year, you have all these, you know, Zippy's, Foodland.
Everybody.
Side Street Inn. Everybody. Street. They have these things for like 100 some bucks.
Actually, that's the one we're getting. Shout out Side Street Inn.
Okay.
Support local.
Be vocal. Support local. What is in the Side Street Inn Thanksgiving pack?
It's like the whole thing that you mentioned. It's the turkey with the stuffing and the mashed potatoes, with the dessert, with the... There's like one more thing. I can't remember now. It's a whole fixed menu.
All right. Yeah. Right, right. And that's how the majority of them are.
Yes.
Some of them, they go real nuts with as much of stuff as they provide. Like sometimes they'll provide two meats. Like they'll give you a turkey and they'll give you like a ham. They'll give you a turkey and they'll give you a prime rib, or
you
turkey
know
and crab. Or
I think they... Yeah. The Saishin Inn one is kind of nuts. It sounds amazing. So, yeah.
For who? For who?
Yeah.
Okay? You're getting this thing. The limit is under five people.
Yes, right? five max.
So are you going to take the gamble and have the under five people party? Are you going to become a super spreader event, as they call it?
Yeah.
Or are you not going to do anything? That's question one for all of you.
Yes.
Will you go out or not?
What are you...
People still are afraid to go out. People are still afraid to go meet up. People are still afraid to do this right now.
Yeah.
If you're afraid to do that, that means you ain't going to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think you're cool.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But then let's look at the other side of, because of you being isolated, you're doing nothing at home. You may not be working out as much. And thus you're eating more throughout the year.
Yeah.
And that is the problem.
It is.
That is the weight gain unhealthiness that has transpired throughout this entire lockdown, quarantine, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
That's the problem. Bigger problem than the Christmases and the Thanksgivings and all of that.
Yeah.
That's the reason I think is that we get more
I
infection.
Agree.
That we get these higher case numbers. Granted, we don't know these numbers are whatever, but people are locked down for a month, 2 months. What are they doing? They're not working out.
Yeah.
They're sitting at home ordering takeout.
Right.
And they're getting more unhealthy. Everyone's saying, oh, I gained so much weight in this lockdown. Oh, my God, I gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yes, there's people that gain a lot more.
Yes. Yeah.
And then from there, they walk. And then once lockdown is clear, oh, we can all go walk outside now. All these unhealthy people from being inside have now walked outside. And what happened? Prone to getting more sick.
They get exposed.
Down.
Yeah.
So it's a gift and a curse, this thing. Catch 22 is what they call it for this lockdown thing, and that leads to unhealthiness.
Yeah.
And then the entire year has become an awareness issue of eating and what to do it yourself and what to work out. Come Thanksgiving, and that could be like your break. Come Thanksgiving and Christmas, do not eat.
Right.
You've been eating takeout all the time anyway.
You've been, that's true. You've been feasting this whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
it's
just a regular day.
Yeah.
It's.
But maybe that's a good way to put it. No, because because I think a lot of the times too, we, especially in America, I feel that we do put this pressure on ourselves to conform to these expectations, these like societal expectations, and sometimes it helps to just stop and ask yourself, why do I really enjoy all of the stress and everything? Or
it's a perspective.
Yeah. I mean, because it's either you're cooking something and it's stressful.
Right.
Or like buying this stuff. Again, support local, but it's not cheap. This stuff is not cheap.
It's not. And all of that needs to be questioned this year.
Yeah.
All of that needs to be looked at. Secret Santas. Where are you going? Are you going out to dinner with... Christmas is all about going out to dinner with people.
It is. It really is. Yes.
If you're not a fan of going out... You ain't going out to no Christmas party.
Yeah.
So get that out of your head.
Yeah.
Buying gifts for people, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it's just the gathering part, and gathering leads to eating.
Yeah.
How many times are you gathering and eating? How many times are you mingling and eating and drinking?
For extended periods of time.
Extended periods of time. It is a lot has changed.
Yes.
So you may come out of the holidays okay. And then this leads to the other thing that we have not talked about yet.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions.
And it could be a revolution. It could be a revolution, dang it. There's we're a lot a going on in this world right now. That's why we're in Havana.
That's why we'll be televised.
Yes.
Resolutions are now out the window. They were always out the window.
Yeah.
But now, what are you going to say to yourself now in 2021?
Yeah.
New year, new me? Quite frankly, that's all of us.
Yeah.
Because 2020 is going to create a new year, new all of us.
For better or worse. Yeah.
So there's that. So you can't look at that now. You have to look at that in a different light.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I ate so much in Christmas and Thanksgiving. Oh, the holidays were so, my goodness, I got to change in January. Well, you know what? You don't need to change anything in January.
Yeah.
It's going to be a regular day. It's a regular day.
Yeah.
That's it. Move on.
But again, I think that's a big paradigm shift for a lot of people is to say, I guess when you have this whole calendar year change, which is, it doesn't mean anything. It's it's a conceptual thing that we made up as human beings. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing actually changed except we change the year on the calendar. So why not take the time now to start that reflection process, to start that whole self-improvement path that we all seem to do on January 1st. Why not start now when we have these quiet moments, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And it gives you the time to do it right, because I think what happens a lot of the times too, and I'm sure you've seen it, is January 1st, that gym is packed to the gills with people who are like, this is the year. This is the year that I do it, where, like we said before, I have my food plan, I have my exercise plan, and I'm going to be doing this, this, and this. And then by February, everybody's gone.
I got my Isogenics ready. I got my Purium ready. I got all my powders ready to go.
Yeah, I am set with powders.
And then 1 week later, they're done.
Yeah. Now you have this time. You really have this time to think about, well, what do I want for myself? How do I want to improve myself? Yeah.
From there comes the positive. Okay, so this is the positive spin.
Yes.
You don't need to look at any dates or any type. I have trouble keeping track of what day it is. Still.
I don't even know what I ate yesterday.
Is today Wednesday? So I'm looking at all of these things, and I just don't need to look at scheduling as far as creating a time to change. Creating a time to change physically, mentally, it should just
emotionally,
happen.
Emotionally, whatever.
Yes. Nutritionally. Could you hear that? So you just decide.
Havana parrots.
You just decide just to do it. Don't worry about the day of the first of the month.
Yeah.
Shout out Bone Thugs. Don't worry about the resolution. Don't worry about the Christmas. Just start.
But yeah, so it's little and often. I think you're going to hear us say that a lot. Don't try to, you know, chip away at the mountain in one go. You're going to just slowly kind of chip away at it. I said chip away a lot of times there, but that's okay.
I don't know where you're going with that, actually.
But having said that, okay. But if somebody, that's, again, holidays aside, we're not even specifically talking about Thanksgiving or whatever. Do you ever have like guidance or anything for somebody, like a client that says to you, oh, you know, Aaron, I overate last night. I was feeling hungry and I ate two meals.
Right. And just said, screw it.
Yeah. Like, what would you tell that person? Because that does happen from time to time.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Several ways you can go to answer that on the surface.
Yeah.
One, of course, is anger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One is WTF.
Yeah.
Right. If this person never did that before, ask why.
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden now? And try and just continue to ask questions of what led them to do that. What led them to feel that way and all of that. So delve into what caused them to do that.
Those steps that triggered that behavior.
Right.
Okay. That's
don't jump to,
great point.
Don't jump straight to being like, why would you do something like that? I'm going to shake my fist at you. Ask questions.
Okay.
And just find out why. there's always some underlying reasoning of what him or her did this for.
That's a really good point.
And figure that out from there. Because you don't want it to happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
And again. So that would be the way to tackle it. And everybody's different. So look at the why, what happened. That's basically it, really. That's not. I have nothing.
That's a great point, because that's something that we can do on our own too. Because that's, you're right. Because a lot of the times there is when you really think about it, there is a very clear path to how you got to that point. Whether you know, it's emotionally you were upset, or maybe you're stressed, or maybe you're tired, maybe you're thirsty.
Yeah, maybe you're hungover. All kind of stuff.
So like Aaron said, it could be anything. But the most important part is you take those steps to investigate that path.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people have urges. People have cravings, I guess, to call it. What is the reason?
Yeah.
I mean, before we started today, I wanted a crisp sandwich. I haven't had a crisp sandwich in forever.
We talked about breakfast food before this. Exactly. And we're on a fitness podcast.
Well, you know, it is breakfast time.
It is.
But we'll eat breakfast at like 7 p.m. But you just never know, right? So don't hold yourself into some grave danger that if you have a craving for something and it's not good, just look at the reasoning, maybe why.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Maybe you're keeping it strict this entire time and then you having this get back to the cheat day.
Right,
or whatever that, you know.
Right.
And then it creates awareness. So then if you're having a craving, that usually means you're having awareness now of where you stand with your week-to-week eating.
Exactly.
Because you wouldn't have a craving if you didn't keep yourself accountable for your week-to-week eating. Because you're just eating whatever. You don't care.
Right.
So there's that to look at. So in actuality, if you're having a craving, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're thinking of food, but you're thinking of food of you haven't had this in a while or something. It's just getting you thinking of when you're eating certain things.
Yes.
Which is not easy for people to do.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a start to something positive there.
Yeah.
Because it's getting you awareness. The eating issue is awareness. Knowing that if you ate shit on Monday, do not eat shit Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not talking literally. Sorry.
That's a different kind of podcast. We're not German.
Lucy's out there. But yeah. Germans eat.
Isn't that a thing? Like Germans are really into coprophilia?
Being half German, Summer.
I know what I'm talking about, okay? I do know what I'm talking about.
All right. Shout out Human Centipede.
Oh.
But you went there. I'm gonna drive the nail in. So, not literally eating shit, but if you're gonna be eating bad food, Sunday, no, not to eat the bad food. Monday, Tuesday,
yeah,
Wednesday, space it out. Look at it that way. So if that person, client wise, comes up and says, "I had two meals," going back to the question, you gotta investigate. Investigate why. If this client every single session comes to you and says the night before they were eating bad stuff.
Right.
Then you question that person's commitment.
Yeah.
And question that person to why are you here and why are you wasting our time?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be the next level. If it's consistently eating bad food every time before they meet you.
Yeah.
Then you got to question and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Cause that's a pattern. Yeah.
You're wasting time. Right. Okay. You're wasting my time, wasting that person's time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the next level. But then first of all, you need to investigate. So,
but I think also hearing you say that too, I think it's a really good thing to point out that Aaron's not going into the emotions at first. It's not a, you know, I'm going to yell at you or I'm going to, it's not like anger or anything like that. I think that's important because you should treat yourself that way too. Not to be like, I'm a piece of shit because I ate so much cake last night and then there's this downward spiral of, well, since I'm a piece of shit, I'm just going to just keep eating like this. Yep. It doesn't matter. You know, just, you know, it happened. So what? Let me just investigate, like Aaron said. Taking the emotion out of it. Acknowledging, wasn't a great thing, but hey, that's fine too. I think exactly.
That's it.
That's a good point.
Just look at the facts.
So in that case, I guess it's tricky. I want to ask this question to you because of in your experience, but I acknowledge that before I say it that it sounds like I'm asking you a very psychological question.
Oh, excited!
So if you feel uncomfortable to answer,
I've been uncomfortable since we started.
I tend to have that effect on people. Wink. So what do you think in your experience when you have clients like that, that have these repeating patterns of, you know, I ate too much. What do you think is like, and again, everybody's different, but what do you think is going on in their lives that is driving them to kind of cope with the eating?
Oh, okay.
When you talk about those people who have that that repeating pattern of eating, overeating, I should say.
Yeah, clearly that's most likely a psychological issue.
Yeah.
Stress, anxiety. Those are the top two.
It is a coping mechanism of, in a sense, right?
Coping mechanism, whether or not this person is in a relationship or not, whether this person is having a tough time at work,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whether this person is a workaholic and works late hours.
Yeah, okay.
That's a factor. If they work late, they come home late, they use food as a way to reward themselves or a way to comfort themselves. That's why there's a term called comfort food out there, everyone.
Yeah.
So you look at that. It's all emotions that lead to this. It's all the emotions that lead to I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I just – it's a vice. It's another type of vice.
Yes, for sure.
The overeating or bad eating.
Yeah.
It's all emotional. And it comes down to all of those factors. So it's a specific thing you have to look at for every individual.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, it's usually a person who works late, works long hours, doesn't have a consistent schedule of anything, so they're just eating whenever.
So there's really a lack of structure all over the place for them. Okay.
There's some people who don't eat at all, and then they wait till the end of the night to eat. You got those guys. You have a lot of people who just don't have the will, and a lot of people that just don't have the willpower to change. They're maybe so far gone in the eating that they just use that as their comfort, and no matter what, they'll try to reach out to a trainer to get exercise or whatnot, but still that food situation
it's
has never gotten...
It's still there, right?
Yeah. It's still never gotten figured out, and it needs to be stricter, and it comes down to what they have in their house as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell someone when they first meet to get rid of the stuff that is bad in the house, that is a very important message to tell a new client or a new person.
Yeah.
People usually cliche say that.
Yeah.
But it's real.
It's real, yes.
You know, it's people need to take that more serious. And that is a factor. Because if they don't, they're going to reach to it again.
Yes.
And they're going to continue to buy bullshit.
Yeah.
They're going to continue to buy bullshit.
I mean, we said it before in previous episodes, but that is like, to me, that's the number one step. Like, if you were to look in my pantry, all I have is cereal school.
Week it's still here.
Five. This will be here when Fidel Castro dies. It'll still be here.
This will be buried with Fidel. That's horrible.
Hola.
So shout out to the video people. We get to see the cereal school yet again. What flavor is still left? The berries one. Of course it's berries.
So they do have better flavors. The berries one is a little rough. Yeah.
Better flavors?
The peanut butter one is pretty good. The Oreo cookie one. Well, they can't call it Oreo cookie. They call it...
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad. The macros are amazing. But anyway, long story short, it does work. Like if you were to go to my pantry, all I have is the food I'm going to eat. I don't have any snacks or anything. So.
Really? Wow.
Well, especially right now because I'm in a cut. So.
Oh, that's right. She's in the cut, everyone. So, for the people that don't know.
Yeah.
Summer, what are you doing? What are you cutting for?
So, to take another step back, a cut just means I am in a fat loss phase. So anyway, like everybody, I got a little bigger during the lockdown. But I normally eat more anyway because I do a muscle building phase then because I have more time to train because I'm not in school. So I'm already get bigger during that time.
Not in school.
So then once I start school, I do my cut.
In school.
Yeah. I know. I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
really?
Okay.
So let's talk about maybe this is a good example maybe to use. You're in the cutting phase.
I am. Yes.
Why?
So for me, by the end of the summer, if I've done it correctly, like with a lot of hypertrophy programs or muscle building programs, you are going to be bigger, but you're going to be bigger in both muscle and fat, because there's no way to, if you're a natural lifter, there's no way to do that without getting fatter too, or just gaining more body fat. So, and I'm not comfortable, like, just physically the way I move and the way I perform. I feel super strong, but I feel very, like, lethargic and heavy, because I'll put on about 15 pounds. So, and then what I'll do is I will do a cut. And this, for this semester, I really sound like a student, don't I, when I say semester? I'm an adult.
She's been
so when I started school this year, because I actually gained more than I normally would because of the lockdown. So I probably gained more than the 15. But so I did a harder cut than normal. And it was going well. So I just want to see if I can get visible abs. I wish I had a great reason. I don't. But I'm like, yeah, I got this far. Let me see if I can get visible abs. I don't know.
So, not to get into too specifics.
Yeah.
Let's go into a general of what you're doing to cut the calories.
So I know what my basal metabolic rate is because I did a DEXA scan. So basal metabolic rate just means if you're lying down, breathing, how much calories do you burn?
Correct.
So then I know I can't ever go below that because then I'm eating away at my muscle tissue, which is what I don't want.
No.
And then from there, I calculated my TDEE, which is the total daily energy expenditure, okay?
Yeah.
Relative to your activity level.
Gotcha.
And then I just cut it by like 400 calories.
400 calories?
Yeah.
Okay. And what foods are you eating?
So,
since your pantry is bare.
Yeah, basically, well, for like proteins and stuff, it's basically like chicken and lean beef. And then I have to supplement though a lot. So I do take a lot of protein shakes, or I do drink one of those every day.
The protein water.
The protein juice.
Another sponsor that's not our sponsor. Which protein you water. Turned me on to this.
Yes.
Because now, you know.
It's a great way to get it in. You right. get 20 grams, or that one is 15.
It's 80 calories, 15 grams of protein.
Low sugar, so.
It's great. I have all these drinks and my coffee.
You got to hydrate.
I have all of this. I just all my snacks and my cereal.
You're set. You don't need anything.
You're real. I'm ready for lunch. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Ba, 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 ba. Yeah. That's what I'm
just
doing.
Just to give people an idea of what you are specifically doing, that's good. Okay.
Which is extreme. So don't think that that's how you have to do it.
Right. But so once again, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Different situation, different type of willpower. It's not easy for anyone.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do this forever. I'm going to stop at the end of the semester. So.
Correct.
And then go into just maintenance. So I just wanted to see what I could do.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But anyway, why don't we start ramping down for today?
All right.
Aaron already talked about the Teletron, but what,
Teletron,
anything else?
That's pretty much the main event here that's coming up as we release this show Friday night.
Yes.
Summer, hurry up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Summer editing the show. Thank God. So as this show comes out Friday, Teletron is on Saturday, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
November 21st, IG Live, 5 hours. Donate what you can. Whatever you can, if you have the means to do so.
Yes.
That's it.
Doesn't
matter what.
Any amount helps.
And just feeding families. That's all we're doing. If you have a turkey to donate, I'll take it.
Pending space.
Hashtag, can you just drop it off on Sunday?
Yeah.
Because
that'd
then
be
we're
going
to be delivering it on Sunday. We're going to go to, I don't know the specific area yet, but it's going to be donating the frozen turkeys on Sunday. So I'll take the frozen turkeys on this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you got any extra. But that is the deal.
Awesome. And then I did want to say, this is kind of getting meta because I'm talking about another show on our show.
Oh.
But I had comments from the last the last podcast with Sky.
Oh, you have comments.
I have comments.
You have comments.
Because you had asked in the podcast, if you remember, we have the podcast besides this show. What is the name of that show again?
What is the name of that show?
I know, I just have a brain fart.
The year 94, the 94 year in review?
Year in review. Yeah,
you're in Review of Hip Hop. Yeah.
So you had asked, what about other female hip hop artists? You had
yes.
asked something about that.
Yes.
The one that I thought was a travesty that she didn't get more famous and she actually got dropped by her label is Lady of Rage.
Oh, got it. You didn't think she got enough just due?
No, she really? She should have got, with how talented she was, she should have been like
bigger.
But I get why she didn't, because she was she didn't have quote unquote sex appeal. She yeah. was really kind of around the way girl. She was really that, rough and tumble. But that's what I liked about her.
Right. It wouldn't have sold.
She was aggressive.
She had a great following when she did come out, though. She was very popular.
Yeah.
When she did come out. And
but then
she
like,
got guys to buy it, which guys buying guys, albums don't of women don't wasn't a thing, but
no,
they did.
Not back then, yeah.
But yeah, she didn't go a step further because of the climate of what things were.
Yeah, and then she got dropped really quickly after. I think like she tried to make another album and it dropped, and then she got dropped by the label or something. Dr. Dre's label.
Yeah, I just never caught on. And yeah. it was basically once Lil' Kim came out, that was it for her marketing-wise.
Yeah,
what can you do at this point?
She was
you
know? So big.
It's not going to be a major... She can't be a major success at this point. Because of the way she rhymed, too. She was tough.
Yeah, yeah. It was a totally different...
A tough woman does not work
flow.
For mainstream. It does not for marketing.
Unfortunately.
She's talking about marketing.
So I guess, so if I was ever going to be Nature Boy, the rapper... I might not make it then, because that would definitely be my style. You know, really.
You would not be rhyming all rough like that.
No, I don't have the life experience to do it.
I can't even check that off. And I can't see you talking like aggressively.
No, not like how she was doing it.
You get mad.
Yeah.
You do get mad. Like you've yelled at somebody.
No, I don't yell at people.
Well, then that takes you out of the Lady Rage album. All right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You can't
that's
get
true.
Rough and stuff with your
Afro puffs.
Chinese. Yeah, I got it. With your side street in, Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's
not
true.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, and then the other thing too is, when I was in college, the way that I would kind of like be in with the athletes, because everybody wanted to be cool with the athletes, particularly the black ones, because they're the coolest. Is I would play really loud when I was dorming, Grave Diggers. And Beat Nuts. And everybody was like, look at this nerdy Asian girl. Look at her. Like, they'd pop their head in and be like,
wow.
I get that a lot. I get the.
Well, how's you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what
Black
I like
people
you.
Think I'm cool. So that's.
That's it.
That's all I wanted. That's all
you
I
know,
wanted.
You know, we could sign off on a line, everyone. All right. And this goes hand in hand with a lot of things. All right. When I used to DJ, there was always a rule. If you see the African-American, a.k.a. black people, in the crowd, you play for the black people in the crowd.
Yes.
Whenever you see black people, black women especially, the moment you see them start to dance, you continue to play off what they're dancing to. You do not play for anybody else. Well, women you play for, number one. When you're DJing women, you have to play for the women.
Right.
But then... If you see the African-American women, you play for them. That's all you do to get a crowd to dance. Because then guys follow.
Yes.
You don't play for guys.
No.
In a place where you want people to be mingling and dancing.
No.
So therefore, final advice for our fitness show. African-American people, we love you.
We love you. You're the coolest.
Coming from Papa Weirdo's German Japanese. And then you got like 20 things. So
yes, I am 23andMe.
Is that it? Is this the ending? Okay, can you sign this one off?
Yes. Yeah. So, gang, thanks as always for tuning in. We will see you next week, and remember to wash your damn hands.